This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we are getting into a really critical mission, I think, for anyone running a high-value B2B service business.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're talking about understanding a strategy that can completely transform your Google Ads account, you know, from being just a budget drain.
Which happens way too often.
Right, into a source of predictable, really high-quality leads. So if your biggest marketing frustration is that feeling, you know, paying for clicks that just never seem to convert.
Mm-hmm. Or just inconsistent results.
Or seeing low ROI because you're maybe targeting too broadly, then, well, this deep dive is definitely for you.
Yeah, that feeling of inefficiency, it's usually like a symptom of lacking precision, right? The source material we've looked at today, research papers, implementation guides, they all kind of point to the same powerful fix.
Which is?
Leveraging the data you already have. Your most valuable data, really. Using it to build sophisticated custom audiences in Google Ads. And look, this isn't just about getting more traffic clicks.
Yeah.
It's about applying almost surgical precision to attract only those highly qualified prospects, the ones who are actually ready to engage.
Okay, let's unpack this then. Because when people hear proprietary data, I think they often just picture a static spreadsheet, maybe some old emails gathering dust.
Right, like an archive.
Yeah. When we talk about data that really moves the needle for a service business like, say, a consulting firm or maybe a specialized home builder, what specific data points are we actually trying to activate here?
So we're definitely going beyond just basic customer lists.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about turning really specific signals, intent signals, into actionable marketing campaigns.
Okay. Give me an example.
Okay. So for a B2B firm, maybe this is the email list of those 100 people who spent like 5 minutes really digging into your detailed pricing page, but then never filled out the contact form.
Okay. High intent, but no conversion yet.
Exactly. Or maybe it's the list of clients who used one service line last year and now, you know, they might be ready for an upsell on something new you offer. It's really any information you've captured, maybe in your CRM, that shows a distinct, measurable level of interest or, you know, a previous relationship. That proprietary insight is just gold. We want to turn it into a dynamic asset.
Okay, that shifts the thinking straight away, doesn't it? From just broad advertising to like direct engagement with proven intent. So here's where it gets really interesting for me. Why is using this owned data systematically better than just relying on the traditional broad keyword or demographic campaigns?
Well, it's superior because it fundamentally changes the economics of your Google Ads account. It's not just a small tweak. Our sources lay out basically four key advantages that really drive higher ROI.
Okay, what's the first one? The first is just a massive increase in ad relevance. Think about it. You're showing hyper-personalized ads, ads specifically designed for people who either already know your brand or they've shown interest somehow.
Precisely. They've already interacted. And this naturally leads to higher click-through rates, your CTR, and much, much better conversion rates because the message just resonates instantly. They recognize you.
But relevance does more than just make the user click, right? It actually affects what we pay. Spot on. And that leads directly into the second advantage, which is arguably the most important for, say, a CFO or a CEO watching the bottom line. Lowering your cost per acquisition, CPA.
How does that work exactly?
Well, the crucial mechanism here is Google's quality score. Google actively rewards relevance. So when your ad, your keyword, and your landing page are all perfectly aligned, which happens almost automatically when you target a list of people already interested, your quality score shoots up dramatically.
Ah, okay. So instead of just paying the going market rate for any old click, Google effectively gives us a discount because we've proven our ad is super valuable to that specific user.
Exactly right. You end up spending less money to acquire a valuable lead compared to your competitors, the ones running those broad kind of generic campaigns. Because Google recognizes you're providing a better user experience overall. You stop wasting money advertising to people who, frankly, have zero chance of ever converting. Efficiency and lower cost, those are huge wins. Okay, now, the third advantage you mentioned, it sounds like it speaks directly to the, well, the volatility of B2B sales cycles. They can be notoriously long, right? 6, 9, maybe even 12 months.
That's right. So the third advantage is building a predictable lead generation system. Right. You know, the standard B2B challenge is often managing that mid-funnel, keeping those interested leads warm during that long decision-making process so they don't just forget about you.
Yeah, falling through the cracks.
Exactly. This strategy lets you systematically nurture those leads, the ones maybe stuck in the consideration phase. You keep your brand, your new service offerings, right in front of them with focused, very affordable advertising. It helps turn that sporadic, unpredictable lead generation into more of a controlled flow. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. And finally, the fourth benefit. It seems to circle back to the core concept, actually using the assets you already have.
Yeah, the fourth benefit is the strategic leveraging of your most valuable data. We just see too many businesses letting their customer lists sit idle like it's just a record.
By activating this data for advertising, you are literally transforming that static asset, that spreadsheet of emails, into a dynamic revenue-generating engine. It constantly works to drive growth and retention. Okay, so that's the strategic why. We've nailed down the benefits: lower cost, higher relevance, better predictability. Now, let's bridge that into the how. Once we have that high-quality list past clients, high-intent prospects, what are the two specific engines Google gives us to actually put that data to work?
Right. And what's fascinating here is how these two tools, they really serve entirely different but equally essential business goals. One's more for conversion, the other's really about scale.
Okay, lay them out for us.
Tool number one is customer match. This is the direct approach. You securely upload your proprietary list emails, maybe phone numbers, or even mailing addresses into Google Ads.
Hold on. Securely uploading proprietary data, especially client emails. For executives listening, data security is obviously paramount.
Yeah.
How does Google handle that sensitive info without, you know, exposing raw customer lists? That's a critical question. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it speaks to the trust needed in the system. You're not actually uploading raw, readable email lists in the way you might think.
Okay.
The process involves immediate encryption. Google takes that data and converts it into an anonymized, irreversible hash. Think of it like a secure fingerprint of the data, not the data itself. They only use that encrypted hash for matching purposes within their signed-in user base.
So the original list never leaves our system, effectively, and Google can't reverse engineer it.
Exactly. Your original data remains private and secure within your control. Google just uses the secure fingerprint to find matches. It's designed with privacy at its core.
Okay, that definitely addresses the privacy concern head on.
Mm-hmm.
So for customer match, the ideal use case is that pure direct engagement, right? Like re-engaging past clients with a new service, or maybe pushing those stuck leads towards the next step.
Precisely. It's like conversion acceleration for people you already know are interested or have been interested. It's probably the ultimate tool for upselling or winning back dormant clients with really minimal ad spend. Now, this all sounds great, but it relies heavily on having an extremely clean, comprehensive list. I have to ask the challenging question here. For a busy B2B company, doesn't maintaining this high-quality, maybe segmented list just add more resource strain? You know, for an already busy sales or data team, is the ROI really worth that internal effort consistently? It's a totally valid concern, right? Resources are always tight. But the answer, based on what we see, is a resounding yes. The strategic value just outweighs the administrative effort quite significantly.
When, how so? Well, think about it this way. Segmenting your list properly by buyer intent, by relationship status, whatever, that's something that's pretty mandatory for effective sales anyway, right?
True. Good point. So we're essentially just repurposing that already valuable data hygiene effort for marketing as well. If your team spends, say, an hour cleaning up a list of 500 high-intent leads, and that effort directly results in even just 5 new high-value client consultations down the line,
the ROI is immediate and massive.
Exactly. It actually forces good data hygiene practices, which is frankly a strategic business win, regardless of the marketing application.
Okay, I see your point. It reinforces good habits. So customer match handles the people we already know. But what if a business really wants to scale? Find entirely new clients who look like their best ones. That's where tool number two comes in, I assume.
That's precisely where lookalike audiences, or as Google often calls them, similar audiences, really shine. This tool is your growth engine. But, and this is key, it absolutely requires that high-quality customer match list as its foundation.
So you need the first to enable the second.
Yes. That list of your best customers, maybe the ones who spend the most or convert the fastest or have the highest lifetime value, that acts as the gold standard model, the seed list.
Okay, and then Google analyzes those gold standard customers. But how does it manage to scale that list, find new people, without just dramatically diluting the quality? You don't want just random new prospects.
Right, and this is where the algorithm gets pretty sophisticated. It doesn't just look at basic demographics like age and location, though that might play a small part.
It's more behavioral.
Much more. It analyzes the deeper characteristics, the intent signals, the online consumption patterns of your core seed list. It then finds new users across the entire Google network, search, YouTube, Gmail, display, who exhibit similar behavioral traits.
Like how they research, what they read online.
Exactly. The way they research solutions, the type of content they consume online, the problems they seem to be actively trying to solve, things that indicate they're in a similar mindset or facing similar challenges to your best customers.
So it's finding people who are statistically behaving like my best clients. Yeah. That feels like a huge differentiator from just targeting, say, a generic industry segment.
It really is.
Yeah.
The ideal use case here is efficient, scalable growth. It essentially removes a lot of the guesswork from cold prospecting. It applies data science to find new, qualified prospects who are statistically much more likely to be interested in your specific service, precisely because they strongly resemble your best customers.
Okay, this whole approach, it really sounds like the ultimate strategic shift away from that initial frustration we talked about, the vague reporting, the wasted ad spend.
Definitely.
Instead of just pushing out generic traffic and kind of hoping something sticks, this methodology means we're actively almost engineering a system to attract the warmest, most valuable prospects first.
Yeah, and if we connect this to the bigger picture, this whole methodology, mm-hmm. it's pretty foundational for scaling those B2B service businesses.
Yeah.
Especially ones that require high trust and maybe have those longer sales cycles we mentioned.
Like law firms, high-end builders, consultants.
Exactly. It shifts your marketing conversation internally.
Yeah.
It stops being about an unpredictable variable expense, sort of a guessing game, mm-hmm. and starts being about managing a controllable, data-driven asset. When you leverage your own data this way, you're not just hoping for leads. You're actively ensuring that your marketing spend is always focused where there's the greatest likelihood of conversion.
So wrapping this up, what does this all mean for you listening right now? It seems to mean the key to escaping that inconsistency, that frustration with Google Ads ROI, isn't necessarily just pouring more money into the platform blindly.
No, definitely not more money is the first step.
It's the strategic activation of the unique data you already possess. Your existing customer list, your CRM data. It isn't just a record of past transactions. It's actually the blueprint for future scalable success.
Well said. And that really leads us to a final provocative thought for you to consider. If your internal customer list truly represents the ultimate foundation for strategic marketing growth, and the evidence suggests it does, how much time are you currently spending ensuring that data is genuinely clean, properly segmented, and actually ready to be activated as a powerful revenue-generating engine? A powerful challenge to end on, indeed. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into precision targeting with custom audiences in Google Ads.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.